Everyday Drinkers, episode number 15, Summer Beers. We ask that you respect the laws, drink responsibly, and things that are good for you. All right. I'm your host, Derek Schomer. We have with me today Doug from North Carolina, Dave from Massachusetts, and Kate from Massachusetts. Unrelated, but they both live in Massachusetts. That's cool. The lineup, we're going to cover Summer Ale. How is that?
Awesome.
Sweet. It's called Summer Beer, though.
We're going to cover summer beer. Summer beer. Sorry, I don't want to get it wrong because somebody might not have an ale. I have an
ale.
So what do y'all guys...
You hurt my beer feelings.
Well, you know what? Sometimes...
I love ale.
Well, hey, at least you're not soft.
Question my aleness. My alehood.
Your alehood is strong with me. So, Doug. Speaking of your alehood, what is your drink for tonight, today, whatever time it is? It's probably night.
Probably.
Yep.
I picked up two, the Brooklyn Summer Ale and the Sierra Nevada Summerfest Lager.
That sounds pretty
hot. I almost got that one.
Ooh. We almost had a conflict.
Yeah. I looked at it long and hard, and then I went with the Wachusett.
Dave, what are you drinking?
I got some hippie beer.
Oh, hippie beer.
Yeah. I think it's hippie beer.
Does it smell like hippie?
Everything that I see indicates that it's a hippie beer. It doesn't smell like hippie. Like, it doesn't have like that...
Hippie.
That wafting patchouli shit going on. But this is Anderson Valley Brewing Company Summer Solstice Cerveza Crema.
What?
Which is a big, long mouthful. But
what does that
mean? It's the summer beer that's a cream beer?
What? Yeah, it's just wrong on a lot of levels. But
Sounds like, wouldn't a summer beer not be that? Beer-y? I don't know. I wouldn't think a summer beer would be creamy.
Yeah, you would think.
It'd be light.
And you'd be right, but apparently they decided that a good cream ale is a good way to go in the summer.
Oh, yes, definitely. Right. It's definitely great for refreshing after a long summer's day in the pool.
Yeah, nice heavy beer.
It's actually not that heavy, but it's.
What do
we'll talk about it.
What do you got there, Kate?
I have Honeymoon, which is made by Blue Moon, and Wachusett Summer Ale.
Wachusett Mountain. Where's that from? Wachusett?
It is from Westminster, Massachusetts. And I looked that up right before I got on Skype because I knew you were going to ask me that.
Oh, see, you're learning.
Mm-hmm.
From the backyard.
Yeah.
And Blue Moon, I think, is brewed in Canada.
You're right.
That's what the bottle.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
Nothing like a cold brew Ice Mountain course.
Yeah. And one of them I love and one of them I hate.
We don't have to know which one. Well, we do, I guess.
Okay. Right? You probably
are talking
know.
About us, or are you talking
eventually.
About the beer?
I don't know if she brings back creamy. All right, so
what?
Nothing. She had said creamy before.
Don't ask what. Just keep.
I have
going.
This feeling that Derek just splices together lots of little words that Kate says into some just really inappropriate things.
That's why I listen to every podcast from start to finish.
I think what he's saying is that...
Hi, Derek. I like your... Look, you know.
but those are my private... Like those are my private stash. I don't publish those.
Right.
On iTunes. So what we got this today, it was besides a lot of chaos, we've got the whole concept of summer beers. You know why we picked summer beers, besides it was a good fallback plan? Is because
it's summertime.
Yes. It's summertime, and the best thing to do in summer is to drink. Well, vacation's good.
That's a beer.
Right. And when I'm on vacation, the first thing I'm like, where's my beer? You know, that's what you want. Doug doesn't
name agree. A season that. No. I'm just going to name a season that it's not a good time to drink beer.
Hold on. A good point.
Hold on. I'm thinking. Winter solstice. That's not a season. Shit. There's only four to choose from. Okay. No, I can't even pick October because that would be a lie. I guess there isn't really one. But here's the difference. It's the
October.
October's
the season of October.
Well, spring. I mean, fall.
Don't you love?
Are you guys trash? Did you guys like come on log in?
October air.
No,
I was thirsty before we started. Okay,
but it takes Dave a while. He's like 9 feet tall, so it takes a lot of beer. Yeah. He's got like a third leg.
Yeah, I started last Tuesday.
Exactly. That's a great way to do it. Well, okay. Here's the deal, Doug. The thing is. In winter, when you're drinking beer, you're doing it because you want to warm up, you know, and you just want to kind of hide under the blankets, drink a couple really heavy brews, like a malty
Sam
brew
Adams.
You know, or Sam Adams, and then, something big and filling. And then in spring,
like
right, exactly. And here's the deal. The spring, though, it's a little iffy because spring and summer are so close for the beers. where I think fall, you around here at least, you get more of a spicy overtone.
I love pumpkin beer.
See? And so that... Ah.
I know, you guys
don't
like it.
You just squeal like a girl, Doug? Yeah. What was that?
Well, you know what? Sometimes you just have to squeal.
I'm sorry. That I didn't mean to sound too appalled, but yeah. I was
okay.
No, he was...
No, that's okay.
We talked about this in the beer podcast like 6 or 7 months ago, but there's some that are really gross because they just taste like flavored, you know, someone threw some weird flavoring in there. But there's one, I can't remember what it is off the top of my head now, but Lighthouse pumpkin beer is really, really good.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. I'll believe you. No, but you know what? The other thing is with the winter beers, I drink like one, maybe two. Mm-hmm. You know, with the summer beers, you look down and it's gone, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's because like they're refreshing. They're cold lagers, or some of them are bitter, but I haven't found too many that have been really overly bitter. Most of them are so light and carbonated mm-hmm. that you just suck them down like candy.
Hey, speaking of which, I just sucked the rest of mine down, so I'm out for a moment.
No.
Why don't you grab two?
Yeah, I might do that.
What happened?
Bring a cooler. Holy crap. I'm prepared.
Don't you have a koozie or anything?
No. I don't have a... I just keep mine here. Warm is okay with me.
Yeah.
But So anyway, over many years of history, it seems to be mostly Belgian and British have perfected this whole summer seasonal beer thing. And I don't even know if Belgians can count because they seem to perfect everything. I mean, you're monks, right? You sit in a monastery and you must have nothing else to do but come up with beer recipes over the last thousands of years. So that's a pretty good deal. They have lots of time to think about this, or their ancestors have. But I think that these, and I don't know what you guys have, but I noticed a lot of them are wheat style or lighter ales. Doug, yours aren't ales?
Yeah, the Brooklyn is.
Oh, you got a lager.
The Brooklyn is, and then the Sierra is a lager.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, did you get one of those things that Derek has?
No.
He's just trying to be cool.
Not that classy, right?
Yeah, you can't.
I actually just popped it off with a ring.
Oh.
Your ring?
Yeah, I wear a silver ring on my right hand. I can just
pop your beer with your ring?
Dude, I have mad skills.
Right. And mad shucks.
So fucking awesome. Right, Holy shit.
Listen.
Oh, yeah. Well done. Oh, yeah.
I just totally
get it in that glass.
Cool.
So you're, like everybody I think has something that's, most of them are going to be lagers and ales, because I always say summer ale because I don't know why I get stuck in the mentality that it's got to be an ale. Because
Sam Adams.
Yeah, it's going to be what it is. The marketing is ingrained in my soul. I don't really know why. But the other thing you don't see a lot of is heavy stouts or very intense IPAs. Like, if you go to the store, you'll see intense IPAs, but they're not a seasonal brew. They're just always there. Like, I saw some new Dogfish Head. It said malt beverage. I didn't even know they made one. But it looks pretty.
Yeah.
It's a little crazy. I wanted to buy it, but I couldn't justify that for this podcast. And I would get real wasted. So I figured that was a bad idea. And every time I say this, there's always somebody who's going to contradict me. And that's because things just aren't constant in the beer brewing industry, apparently. But a lot of these are going to be 4-5% alcohol by volume. So a lot of UK brews will be 4-5%. They look a lot more golden. They accompany lighter foods and salads. A Belgian style like Saison is a bit weedier and stronger. And it's going to weigh in at like 6-7% alcohol by volume. I was asking Dave this earlier. Can you think of any reason why a Belgian summer beer would have more alcohol than the UK beer? Like culturally, or maybe the weather, or is it just that they make crazy beer?
I think it's just crazy monks myself.
I mean, that's I can't come up with a good reason. Like the weather isn't that much. I mean, neither of them are overly hot, so. If any of them were to be hotter, I would think they'd have less alcohol because you don't want to die, really, is what it comes down to. Where I can't think of a good reason, but apparently you guys can't think of anything either, huh?
Nope.
Damn, I'm going right through this beer.
Yeah, so much for that discussion point. Yeah, that's the problem with summer beers in general, right? I mean, so say you're outside sweating your ass off and you come in and you decide you're going to drink beers, you're going to drink three of them.
Right. That's,
you know?
And then.
And it's going to go downhill from there.
Right, because then it's about the count of three or four that you start to lose judgment, and you're like, well, what's five, really?
And well, that implies I ever have good judgment.
Right, yeah. That's
true. 3 plus 2?
6. and then so then you're at 6 or 7. And
well, 3 plus 2 means you're about to buy another 6. Does that
count? Right, because you're running low. And then you end up, your wife's like, hey, let's go out to dinner. And you're like, okay. But you're already half in the bag, and your kids are running around. And you're like, this isn't a good idea. And by the time you know it, this summer beers are just killing you. I think this, we should revolt. We should only drink heavy brews so that we drink them slower. Silence.
What?
That went over well.
Yeah, dude, Viva La Revolution. What the fuck are you talking about?
No kidding. No.
It was just a talking point.
There's no excuse for what you just said, because you can drink any beer fast.
What do you? Well, physically?
No. It's willpower.
Hey, I've seen Guinness chugging competitions, so.
Yeah, but that's a competition.
Well, actually, yeah, and Guinness is. It's light. I mean, it's heavy, but not really.
Yeah, it's light and it's,
I mean,
it's light.
On your taste buds, you're thinking you're drinking a really heavy beer, but not
right.
so much.
It's really not that heavy, which is it's a deceptive thing. But in the end, even though it's light on the alcohol, you feel full after one or two of those. And you don't want to drink anymore because you're like, dude, I need to digest first. With these, I don't even notice.
An Imperial Stout drinking contest? That I would like to see.
Ooh.
How fast can you down... I don't know, a beer that has 10% alcohol.
What about a beer pong?
Technically,
contest?
You're drinking a loaf of bread.
Ooh.
Awesome.
And the other problem with that is you start to view, if you remember Jin's girlfriend from last podcast, she becomes hot.
Yeah. And then you're like, ooh, there's a cheap whore. And it turns out that she's really just this ugly fat chick. I hate when that happens. You know, that's just the way life is. I guess you can always find a way to drink beer. I'm just of the opinion that light beers go down by mistake. It's like you don't even notice how badly you've already taken three down. You're like, oh, I should probably slow down. But what am I going to drink? Coke?
Sort of like Cox for you, right?
Oh, jeez.
Sling!
Sorry, I owed you one.
I know. I want to mention something about IPA as a summer beer. There's a lot of... Is it me or are there a lot of IPAs in the store? Like, it seems like everybody's got their own IPA. Is that a new thing? Or
I noticed that today when I was looking for summer brews. I was like, da 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 da, IPA, 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 IPA.
What the fuck? It's weird.
Yeah. I don't know why, but now, traditionally, I think that's okay. That would be cool, because you can't IPAs were supposed to be high alcohol so they didn't spoil, so that way you can run them all the way across the ocean. And, you know, if you got IPAs shipped to India or to the U.S., from England or wherever, you're going to drink them right then, because the whole goal was to get them across the sea without them spoiling. Another reason you'll see lagers and pilsners, which is a pale lager, is because they're fermented in cooler areas. So another reason you'll see lagers and pale lagers or pilsners is because they're fermented in cooler areas. Caves, cellars, well, caves back when, you know, they didn't have electricity and shit. And probably even after that. Considering the rich history of beer, brewing techniques have changed over the time, and they've had some time to perfect it, but back then, not a lot of technology. Freezers weren't really there. Freezer storage trains, you know, the box trains with the ice inside, like they have on this happened to me again, huh? The ice box, like they have it.
We need to go back to that thing to determine if you're having a stroke or not.
In Frosty the Snowman, Frosty the Snowman, where she gets deep in the breaths. Ice truck and she's freezing, and Frosty's like, "We gotta get off the ice truck. It's cold in here." Remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, but she was in there to keep him from melting.
Right. And so that happens. So they didn't have a lot of that back then. So you had to put it under in these colder cellars or caves. And the best time to put something in someplace that's going to be cold is probably in the wintertime. So, you know, if you let this thing ferment and you've got this thing, you know, all these beers probably stacked up in a cave or in a cellar someplace, you pull them out around spring and through summer because you don't want them to spoil. And then you've got all the way through August, you've got all this awesome beer, which would be why it would best be served in the summer. Besides, it's cold and refreshing. It's just logistically, I think it's a good idea to do that. So
I buy it.
I would buy it. So let's talk about the beers here. Who wants to go first? I've got my beer. I'm going through these pretty quick. I still have a few left.
I would like to hear from Derek Schomer.
All right. You raise your hand. I'm calling on Doug. Doug, what do you got there, buddy?
Belgian lace.
Yeah.
It's the white lace look that the Belgian beer head leaves on the side of the glass as you drink it down.
Yeah, and it dries and it kind of looks like lacing.
Okay, so do you guys know any bit of the history about lace in Belgium?
Yeah, the prostitutes wear
it. I'm sure you can tell us.
We got
it
time.
It has to do a little bit of the fact, and I'm probably totally wrong here, but I'm going to give it a shot.
A citation needed.
Yeah, right. I'll put it on a wiki. It'll be true then.
All right.
So Lutheran, I may be doing this wrong. Is it Lutheranism? Anyways.
Yeah, sounds wicked, right?
There's this thing that happens in Holland and Belgium where a lot of the windows are really big and have a lot of glass in front of them. And the way that it was explained to me is that the reason for this is that so people can look inside your home and say, there's no evil going on in there. But in order to have some modicum of privacy, they put lace in front of those big windows so that it's still, you know, somewhat see-through, but they get a little bit of privacy out of it. But it's not like putting drapes in front of it.
Right. So you can't see the specific action, but when she's going up and down on your crotch, people are like, something evil going on in there. And then what do they do? Do they like, turn you in?
Sure.
I mean,
I haven't really thought it through that far. That's all I know.
I've just... Like, what is considered evil? Murder? Blowjobs? You know, there's certain areas where those aren't legal. So if somebody's looking in your window, I question why they were looking in your window to begin with. But, you know.
Sure. Kate. I mean, I'm outside, right? Hi, Kate.
Do you mean? Hey, Dave.
big fan of the pink lace you got on there. So
and what's great is it's warm enough I don't have to wear pants, so...
That's not freaky. Not at all.
Please.
The visuals.
That's what you need. Why is there an ogre sitting out my window holding his crotch? I don't know. We need our Belgian lace to protect us.
Good luck sleeping.
No evil out there. So then why would they... So am I not supposed to look in my glass to see evil? Why do they call Belgian lace on my glass?
Well, Belgium's known for their lace, so I think that's just.
Who's known for their lace? Belgians. Okay, it's Belgian lace. I'll buy that.
Dude, lace, beer, and chocolate. How can you go wrong?
That's true. And yeah, that's true. You can't. Well, anyway, my beer has a lot of this lacing. I don't really know why, because it's a very light maybe because it's so heavily carbonated. Well, it was. I've been like.
Well, that would be why.
Spinning
probably.
It around. That night, I poured the second one on top of the first one, and the head was like halfway the size of the beer. But you can get it to still stick up there if you roll it around on the top, which is kind of neat. But what I have here is this is the Otter Creek Otter Summer Ale, and I picked this up because it's from Vermont, and I wanted to go with something that was kind of around the local area. I shied away from Sam Adams because, well, it's Sam Adams. They had Sam Adams Pale Ale, they had Summer Ale, they had everything Sam Adams. So this was something a little different. And it's got a cool, it's called Otter Summer, but for some reason there's a tick mark in front of the otter. Kind of like, I don't know, maybe it's supposed to be an accent. It is Vermont. If anybody's been to Vermont, you'll find there's not much there. I haven't actually had any Otter Creek at all since I was in college, which was Keene, New Hampshire, which is you can't get much closer to Vermont. And overall, it's just like it's a very light brew. You can kind of taste a little hoppiness, a little of aroma, but a lot more citrus flavorings. And you know, it's kind of weedy. It doesn't taste as much weedy as it looks. Like, it looks like it could almost pass as Budweiser in the gold color, but it's cloudy. So when you look at it without looking in the mirror, it looks like a Bud. Then you lift it up and you're like, oh, it looks like doesn't look like a Bud at all. So that's kind of neat. So you could tell it's got a little weed in it. Its taste is really light. It's not overly powerful. I think it's something that anybody could drink, even somebody who's not a big beer drinker, which is kind of a downfall. It doesn't have a lot of distinction to it. But you know what? It's summertime. You're looking for something that's a little refreshing. You know, you throw this thing in the fridge or maybe put one in the freezer for 20 minutes, pull it out. Bam, you got your. You could drink six of these just to, you know, warm or cool off after mowing the lawn or some shit. Then walk around like a retard because you're so wasted. I don't actually know what the alcohol by volume is on this, though. I don't think it's too much because it's kind of tasty, and it doesn't taste a bit like alcohol. Anyway, they're located in...
It's probably in the 4-5 range.
Yeah, something average. Yeah, I guess the Budweiser's like 5%. You can't really chase it in there either. They're located in Middlebury, Vermont. They shipped their first keg of copper ale in March of 91. 4 years later, after a quick outgrowing of their original site, they moved to the new state-of-the-art brewery just down the street and from them, of course, their old brewery. But I think, you ever hear of Wolvager, I think it is, or Wolva?
How did they say? Wolvar?
Yeah, Wolvar. They apparently now own Otter Creek. Otter Creek
Oh,
was,
really?
Yeah, they were brewing. Otter Creek used to brew their beer. I don't know why, maybe the convenience. And then they liked them, I guess, and they decided to buy them. So the family, it's a family-run business from the Wolvar people.
Which no
I,
kidding.
I didn't know
That's
that.
Cool.
Because I knew they were both, they kind of had the same labeling system. So it must be, you know, they're not very distinct in company. So I guess that makes sense. But it definitely a tasty brew. Very clear, very refreshing. This is what I would call a summer ale. It's not too weedy, not a lot of alcohol. Has a little bite, a little aftertaste bite, but not much. So it's not like a Corona, for instance. It's a little stronger than a Corona, a little stronger than a Budweiser. Nice white head and a little cloudy to show it's got some citrusy, weedy thing going on. Slightly tart, it's pretty right. good. I'm definitely nice. Impressed. I'll be sucking the rest of them down. Hey, Doug, what do you have? You have two drinks, right? You want to do one of them and then we can pass it on?
Yeah, that'll work for me. All right. First off, my issue with summer beers is generally they have too much lemon going on, which irritates absolute fuck out of me.
You don't like lemon?
No. I'm okay with lemon, just not in my fucking beer. I don't like your zest. I don't like your juice. I don't want you in my goddamn beer.
You said
now,
you
having
liked
said
my
that,
zest.
Huh?
You said you liked my zest.
Why did I even go, huh?
you really fucked up there.
I don't know.
Salty
like,
sweet.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Salty sweet.
Sure I do. Whatever. But
you were
but
going
no,
along
I mean,
really well there, and I just wanted to derail you just to see how your recovery is.
Yeah, you wanted to make sure see how much you've been drinking, really.
Generally, my issue with any type of seasonal beer is they always do some type of flavor that generally kills what would ordinarily be a good beer. Like, I understand what Kate says, there are some good pumpkin beers out there, which, you know, I'm sure there are, but, you know, the ones that I have had when it tastes like a big mouthful of allspice, you know, just kind of, you know, pisses me off because I don't want to drink that. So the first beer that I'm going to have is the Brooklyn Summer Ale. And to be honest with you, I like the Brooklyn beers. They make a good beer, no matter what, generally. No matter what, generally. You cannot go wrong with a Brooklyn beer.
Except.
When we did the winter ales or the winter beers, I had the Brooklyn winter and it was awful. And I honestly think that I just got a bad batch. The Brooklyn Summer Ale is actually, it's very nice. It doesn't have much of a head to speak of, which is fairly disappointing in beers, but good carbonation. Beautiful golden color. Absolutely fucking gorgeous for an ale. And actually, the color of this particular beer, for it being an ale, is, in my opinion, they should get a brewing award for this because you don't get, you know, ales that look like Budweiser. And this one kind of does.
Right. Normally you get a browner one, right?
Yeah.
Or amber.
Because it's top fermented.
Yeah.
It's a little malty. It doesn't have a ton of hop presence in it. And it has a very subtle citrus taste to it. Not lemon, thank fucking God. But there is, you know, a little bit of bite into the mid palate.
So
which
you're
is,
saying lime?
Which is nice.
Mine, I think, tastes a little like lime.
Just citrusy. A fairly indistinct, you know,
tangerine.
Sourness.
Yeah, but you normally consider a citrus going to be a lemon or lime, no?
Yeah.
It's got to be, I would think of it. Like mine, I can tell it's almost as if you squeezed a little lime into it, I think.
No. Citrus can be in, like a grapefruit or an orange.
Orange.
In any orange. Type of that, you know, you can go like for kumquat, you know, tangerine. Fuck, what are some other orange?
What about those little spiky ones?
Variety?
The ones that look like little spiky hand grenades.
I know what you're talking about, but I forget what they're called.
What about a pomegranate?
No, a pomegranate is round and red and like has a little...
They're smooth on the outside, yeah. Aren't they?
Oh, is that...
Yeah, they're okay.
Are we
round
still talking about
smooth?
Fruit?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
No, we're not. We're talking about tits, Dave.
Nice. Nice. Welcome to the Titcast. I'm your host, and this week
we'll be covering tits. Yeah.
So, but overall, the
I got a
the
Titcast.
I might now. Actually know something for that cast.
So overall, you like
wow.
What?
Keep going.
I'm sorry. I think you just cleared the room with that comment. And everybody's like, everybody looks down and everybody's like, yeah, I couldn't.
Yeah. Just for further clarification, Kate's the only one here with a vagina. So, I mean, if you do the math, you get all the other parts
which
that go along
I
with it.
Which means I also have.
Right. When you do the deductive reasoning, the chances are very good that you're the only one that has all the other parts unless we're on one of those medications, which okay. I'm not.
Anyway, keep going.
I will say I have been to Sweden. That is all.
If you guys don't mind, I'm going to bring us back to the topic at hand. I missed, Doug, why you have such angst against lemon. What's wrong with lemon flavor in a beer?
I personally just don't enjoy.
Just a personal preference.
Well, I honestly think it overwhelms anything else that the beer can present to the mm-hmm. drinker.
Right.
It really does. I mean, it completely and I don't think it's necessarily the fault of what they're using for or what the brewers are using for the brewing process for their adjunct, you know, what they add to the beer. I just mm-hmm. think that they end up going overboard because everybody's trying to put out these seasonals that have, you know, all these, you know, like, hey, check out our lemon zest and our, you know, hops of paradise and bullshit. And I'm like, you know, just moderation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not what I drink yeah. in, what you put in the fucking beer. Yep. Just
yeah,
a
I can
little,
totally
a,
see that. I was just curious. I wasn't questioning it, like, that you should like it, but I was just curious what it was.
Oh, no. That yeah. wasn't me being defensive.
I
know.
It's yeah. probably, you could say that for all the different flavors of a beer. If you make a beer that's, for instance, if you have a beer that's all hops and you're like, hey, this is my hoppy beer, that's all great. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a big fan of that much hops. I like a balance of everything.
Yeah.
Which is
mind.
Why Turbo Dog is the best beer ever.
Right. And that has a good balance. And that is difficult for Turbo Dog because the malts, a malty beer, usually it's like they usually go overboard. And it's like when you get too much, you're like, oh, this is a chocolate beer. That's how they kind of must work it out. But you could say the same thing about a wine too, right? If you have a wine that's way too much oak, right? If you have an oaked, over-oaked wine, you have...
Oak Monster.
Oh, yeah, the Oak Monster. If you've ever seen Wine Library TV, he'll sell you. He's got the same problem. Is when you have a wine that's just too much oak, it's like they were going the right direction, but they went too far. And you could say that for
Derek.
Citrus and everything. Hey,
plug that guy again. Plug him again.
Wine Library TV.
Wine Library TV.
I think he's got a bigger audience than us, so I don't know if we need.
Yeah,
to
but I mean, if anyway, I'm done talking about the Brooklyn Summer Ale. It's honestly, it's really good.
You like it then? Good job.
Yeah, actually, it really is a decent summer beer.
Jolly Roger. Wait, no, that's something else. So, let's see, Kate, what do we got here?
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
Honeymoon.
Honeymoon. It's that's the make. Yeah, the Blue Moon people.
Blue Moon, yeah.
Oh, you said one of your beers you don't like.
What'd you say?
You said one of your beers you don't like.
Yeah, I'm just going to do them both at once because I don't have much to say about Wachusett. I really don't like it. The Honeymoon is really good. I don't know that much about summer ale. This is the first summer ale I've ever had. So I just kind of compared the two. The Wachusett looked, I poured them both in a glass before I drank either one of them. And the Wachusett looked like it was going to be the better beer. They had pretty similar heads. And as I was drinking them, they had similar lacing as well. So from that perspective, they looked about the same. But the color of the Wachusett was a little bit more golden, a little bit more like it would have more flavor to it. But it tasted flat. It tasted kind of bitter to me. And the Honeymoon was really light and a bit citrusy, a bit – it's made with honey and orange peel, so I could definitely taste it wasn't quite lemon, but it was a little bit sweeter, citrusy taste to it. So yeah, it was a really good beer. The alcohol content in the Honeymoon was about 1% higher than in the Wachusett. The Wachusett was 4.7 and the Honeymoon is 5.6. But it's just, it definitely blows the Wachusett out of the water. It's just so much better. It tastes better. It's a little bit, you know, more bubbly and carbonated, which I like in a summer beer.
The other one sounds kind of weak.
I just didn't like it. I don't know. Oh, you mean alcohol-wise?
Yeah.
4.7 is a little low. Anything under 5, I think, is a little low.
I mean, at this point, you're not going, well, I want to get toasted and destroyed, so this would be a bad beer. Because realistically, if you want to get destroyed, you go right for the tequila. You don't go for the beer.
Yeah. But you're not drinking beer.
But there is a balance, like we said, there's a balance in everything. And the alcohol does other things besides get you drunk. Mm-hmm. It basically, you can end up with something that tastes a little more like water. And no hop.
It did. I mean, it just, you know what it tasted like? As though you had opened the beer and left it, I guess, in the fridge because it was cold, but in just like left it open for an hour and then went to drink it. It just, there was nothing, there was no body to it. There was no, I don't know if I'm using the right word when I say carbonated. It was kind of, you know, the Honeymoon was definitely bubbly and you could taste it being a little bit fuller bodied.
Wait, so the Wachusett like had horrible carbonation?
You know, it shouldn't have, because I would assume that the head is some indicator of the carbonation, and the heads were the same, like almost the exact same. And the lacing was the same too, because I did end up drinking, you know, half a glass of each. I was kind of kept going back and forth between the two. But to me, I don't know, you know, I'm not an expert in beer, that's for sure. I basically just drink Corona. But it just, you know, if you blindfolded me and I drank both, one would taste like it had been sitting out for a while, and the other one tasted like fresh and light and, you know, a little more full bodied and just more flavor, a better flavor, like a little bit sweeter, citrusy. Huh.
Yeah, I've seen beers lose their carbonation pretty quick.
Yeah, the Wachusett beer says on the label, it says wheat ale with natural lemon flavors added, whereas the Honeymoon says a refreshing summer ale with honey and orange peel. And it's definitely, I mean, you could definitely taste the difference. I mean, it's probably, the Wachusett is probably supposed to not be as sweet and maybe not as flavorful.
But yeah, anyway. No. You're making a beer. You're I guess you would go with flavor. Otherwise, you're just repeating what's been done by the the big breweries, right? I mean, you know, when he picks up a Coors Light or a Bud Light and goes, wow, this medium body brew has a very distinctive, heavy, tasty flavor. No, that's not how it rolls. I mean, if you're going to make a brew that's kind of like a microbrew or something of your own recipe, you think you'd want some type of distinction that actually can taste it. You go, okay, that is the signature of this beer. Not nothing. Nothing is water. I can drink Fiji water if I want that.
That's a really good, you know, way of putting it. There wasn't anything really distinctive that I could grab onto with the Wachusett. And I also, like, I keep saying this, but there wasn't enough. What, Doug, tell me what the word is I should use. Not carbonation or body to it? I don't know.
No, yeah, probably, probably carbonation. Mm-hmm. Generally head is a good indication of, you know, the carbonation that you're going to get out of beer. And honestly, if you're drinking a beer and it's more on the malty side and it doesn't have really good carbonation, it's going to suck.
Yeah, it's going to be flat. Mm-hmm. It's going to taste flat.
Yeah, but I mean, with your description if you open a beer and just like sit in the fridge and don't touch it and then go and drink it, yeah, you know, you're drinking cold, flat beer.
Nobody decants their beer.
Right, yeah. Good.
I need a decanter for my beer. No. Right away. It's been sitting for 6 hours. It's going to taste great. No. I mean, you could say the same thing about a diet or a non-diet Coke. You put it in the refrigerator, and the next day, you're going, it tastes like Coke, but it doesn't have the spring or something that...
Yeah, the spring, you know? Yeah. See, Derek, you're helping me out here with the adjectives. Anyway, that was just, you know, when you look at the two, if you put a glass of each next to, you know, put them side by side, you definitely grab the Wachusett. It definitely looked better.
Dave.
Yeah.
I want to know a little more about your non-anachronistic but highly syllabalistic.
Well, here's the thing. So
non-anachronistic but highly syllabalistic.
I got so the hippie beer apparently has some shit in the bottle cap, and I'm trying to peel away.
You win.
Yeah, I'm trying to peel away the plastic stuff without stabbing my hand.
Coupon and code, you get a free
after
beer.
After five beers, not a great idea, but I'm going for it.
He's bleeding everywhere, but he's.
There might be some pearl of wisdom that my life will not be complete without if I don't see what's under the bottle cap here.
You need to get a...
Oh, shit. I just totally broke my letter opener.
Your letter opener?
I was using a letter opener.
Opening your beer with a letter opener?
No. I was just trying to... Hey, open my beer with my ring. I mean, might as well, you know, continue.
Yeah. Why draw the line there? Let's use everything. Hey, give me that lamp. I can open my beer on it.
No, I'm using the letter opener to try to pry off this plastic shit on the bottle
cap. CRX5820. You're a winner. So
what?
That would be the code that you enter on their website so that you can win a free bottle of beer.
All right, I'm using a pair of scissors now, so this could be dangerous.
For you or the cap?
Yes. All right, so I'm drinking Anderson Valley Brewing Company Summer Solstice Cerveza Crema.
So it's a Mexican beer.
No, it's not.
Okay.
And it's also, as best as I can tell, not a summer beer by any standard definition. All right, so these guys are based in Anderson Valley, which is in Boonville, California.
Is it really called Boonville?
It really is.
Oh, wow.
And I looked it up on Google Maps, and Boonville, California is... I don't know if it's Marin County, but it's basically north of San Francisco. So all I'm guessing is that this is an area where they grow a lot of weed. Just guessing, just putting it out there.
And if anybody can use Google Maps to find people, like Kate, it would be Dave.
That's right. I mean, if you're going to stalk people, you're going to have to master some basic skills, and that's one of them.
Right.
Tree climbing, long-range photography. There is a few others.
Right.
How to dodge restraining orders, right? I mean, you got to do your research.
Right. If you can't masturbate in a tree, you're not doing it right.
Okay. So I bought this beer despite its price. This was $12 for a six pack.
You got ripped off.
And I looked at it and I looked at its shitty label and I said, I don't know if this is a good idea.
I want a label with a bear drinking
some water. That's a moose.
Oh, is that a moose?
It's a bear with a moose costume.
That's right. It's a bear with antlers.
Awesome.
Look it up on the webpage. What they say, this is their mascot now, okay? And it's a bear, deer, a beer. Get it? That's why I'm thinking they smoke a lot of weed. Just a theory. I think I'm on to something.
Oh, no.
Nah, man. Hey, no. Seriously. Wait, no, seriously, listen. Okay, so for a mascot, okay, let's have a bear, right? But wait, with antlers.
And a fire helmet.
Dude. It'd be like a bear with antlers, and like, you know, deer have antlers, and it's a bear, and, you know, a bear with antlers would be a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's like the best idea ever.
Okay, so
put it on the bottle.
So after risking bodily harm pulling off this plastic shit on the bottle cap, it turns out that they apparently have a story. And this one that I see says, when bright lights reached for his something that I scraped off pocket, and then it says continued on cap 86.
What?
Look, at $12 a six pack, if you're gonna buy enough to put the whole story together, commend you, because that's a lot of coin.
$12 for a six pack?
Yeah,
mine was like $9, and that's I thought was kind of high.
Apparently,
yeah, my Blue Moon was $8.
This stuff is all natural, and it has no preservatives, and it hasn't been pasteurized or anything, so it has to be refrigerated all the time.
Hippie beer.
It's hippie beer, I'm telling you. All right, so. I'm going to crack another one open because I finished my last one.
So they can't be that bad.
Can I read this while you're doing that?
Yeah. Oh, and there's a thing on the webpage that's this, I don't know, it's in some sort of bear code or something, and you move your mouse over it, and it translates in English where they thank the firefighters for putting out the fires. Because, you know, it's summer, and every summer they try to burn down California. And I don't understand why, because it's a nice place.
You know what, though? I'm heading there in October, and it happened last October when I was in Palm Springs for a sales conference. And it was like the whole sky was gray and cloudy because of the fires.
Yeah, somebody doesn't like California. They try to burn that shit down every year.
I was in the desert. I don't know what's up with it. They're stupid because they're like, they can't kill everybody off. There's a desert there.
And there was an earthquake the other day, and it's just a fucked up place. So anyways, so I pour this thing, and when I think summer beer, I think I've been out mowing the lawn or whatever. I actually hire people to do that, but, you know, let's go with this.
He's got people.
Imagine I broke a sweat doing something. I know it's far-fetched, but it can happen. So I'm tired. I'm sweaty. I come in the house. Doug, don't get excited.
I heard spittle.
I'm sweaty. I come into the house. I want something cold and refreshing. What do I pick? A cream ale. No. Probably not.
A cream ale. No.
A cream ale that goes bad if you don't drink it.
So you fail at summer.
Pour this thing out. It's about the color of a penny. It's a little bit redder.
That's amber.
Yeah, it is. When I think summer and refreshing, that's not it.
Chewing on pennies isn't what you call it summer refreshing?
Yeah, I wasn't chewing on them, but
tastes like pennies. All right. Cool.
So taste-wise, it's interesting. It's a good beer. It really is. It's got a lot of like caramel kind of overtones to it. It's fairly sweet. It has a little bit of a bitter under thing. It's real malty. There's almost no hop content, as best I can tell, on this. But now, with that said, it's a good beer as a standalone.
Did you really say under thing?
Under thing, yes.
Okay.
Just very technical sure. term. Look, I'm also reading bottle caps. Give me a break.
And you're saying about alcohol by volume?
So it's 5.6%. Which is, you know, that's about right for a summer. It's pretty good.
No. That's pretty big for a summer brew.
Yeah.
You really shouldn't go over 5. I mean, for light and refreshing.
It's creamy.
My honeymoon is 5.6.
Is it really?
Yeah. I said that earlier.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was having it.
So the thing is, it's a good beer, but summer beer, I think they're really pushing the envelope of what you could call a summer beer. But and by adding the little cerveza crema to it, I don't know if that just means they have migrant workers or what.
I was gonna say, what's the symbolism behind that? Like cerveza,
cerveza crema.
Isn't that head cream?
It's beer cream.
Cerveza.
Sounds a little bit dirty still, yeah. Cream beer.
I thought cerveza was head.
No, cerveza is beer.
Is it really?
Cerveza.
Yeah. Cabeza.
Beer drinker ever.
No, cabeza.
Cabeza is head.
Okay,
you're right.
I was close. I was cabeza. Getting confused. Sorry, couple beers. My bad.
So anyways, it's an interesting beer. It's a good beer. I drink it in the fall more than the summer, though. I mean, granted, I'm on my fifth one, and I'm going to finish the sixth before we're done.
Well, you don't want it to go bad.
Exactly, because it has to be refrigerated, and I'm trying to conserve the environment to help my hippie friends.
Right, by
and there is no scent of patchouli anywhere on it, which is nice.
Well, there's no scent of otters on mine, so I mean.
But yeah, pretty much, if you put antlers on a bear and think that's really cool, then I don't know.
You know what? The people who I think what happens is these people come up with the beer first. Like, they're probably brewers first, right? So they're like, let's make a brew. And a lot of people, I think, when they make their first brew or they get to the point where they can actually sell it because it's that good, they kind of don't – they're not marketing people. They're brewers. And sometimes I think brewers go bad. And they're like, hey, I know it would be cool.
Brewers go bad.
Doug, you got a Sierra Nevada? I'm a big fan of Sierra Nevada, so I'd like to. I haven't had their Summerfest lager, so I was wondering what you might have to say about the Sierra Nevada, because I've had good ones, I've had bad ones.
Yeah. There's a funny story behind this.
All right, I'm ready.
And it's not the funny story that I have on the Google page.
It's like, if you've made it this far into our podcast, here's the twist.
What is this, a fucking reality show?
The review that I did for the Brooklyn was actually the Sierra Nevada, because I forgot which beer I was drinking.
What?
Wow, dude, yeah. You suck at this.
That's awesome. So everything, yeah, all
the we're just talking all this good stuff about Brooklyn Brewery, how they can't possibly have a bad beer.
Yeah, and that was the Sierra Nevada.
That's awesome, Nevada. Yeah, I popped it open, and the Sierra Nevada was honestly, it was so good. It was like I finally found a summer beer that I can drink, and I forgot that was the glass that I had in front of me at the time.
That's funny. So what you're saying is you like summer?
No, I wouldn't say that's funny. And honestly, I thought about lying about it when it came up a lot. And I was like, you know, fuck that. I'll just spin it with a twist.
Fess up to it. See, people listen to the whole podcast, Doug. And if they've been listening to enough of them, they understand.
Yeah, I hope so. And I'm not even shit-faced yet, which pisses me off that I fucked that bad that early.
Maybe it is that you need to be shit faced in order to do this. Have you ever thought of that?
No, I did the the Mexican one, and I was fine on that.
Hey, actually, I need to just kind of interrupt for a moment to the folks at Anderson Valley Brewing Company. If you're gonna put a fucking story on the bottle caps, which dumbasses like me are compelled to read,
you're still going, huh?
Try not to, like, glue the fucking plastic thing down so hard that I'm going to, like, tear my finger off trying to get the thing out.
They don't give you instructions on how to take it off, huh?
No.
Why don't they just print it so you can see it?
Why don't they just not have a lame-ass story at all?
And put a good one?
I didn't even read the stupid thing.
I'm five beers in with a pair of scissors trying to gouge out this plastic piece and just kind of looking going, this is not a good idea.
You can read the stupid thing, Doug.
Boone Steinberg nuke Kimmies are harping ballness on the heels of Jeffer Fishers and their Kimmies White Oak and Plenty Jiffers in the Beeson Tree region. Your Ball Ottens deem the region unstrong for Bootners and Brightliners. Dust for Japping in the Slugs and Buckeye are picking the McDonald to the sea to the Briny.
Yes, Doug is reading the website for Dave's beer.
Yeah, I didn't make that shit up.
And actually, if you read that while listening to the soundtrack of the Three Olives website,
you'd actually have a good time. No.
No, your head implodes.
Don't do that. That would suck. So
totally. All right. So, yeah. So everything that I said about the Brooklyn, you can, you know, scratch that. It was actually the Sierra Nevada, which is actually a truly phenomenal beer. It is a lager, which is when I was like, I can't believe how golden they got it. It was because it's a fucking lager.
You're right. Now that all makes sense.
Yeah.
How did they make this ale look like a lager? Oh, I know.
It's a fucking lager. I am so upset with myself.
Actually, for our listeners, in the home that Doug resides, apparently he's only allowed to drink water, so
right.
He just makes all this shit up anyways.
Yeah, he's never had a beer before in his life.
Occasionally he gets out on a weekend pass, it's rare.
But if they take off the ankle bracelet and keep him away from 12-year-olds. So what are you? What is this story you got here about the wrong beer?
Huh? Oh, okay. So the story that I have about the wrong beer... Well, shit. So I was trying to find the summer beers, and I was like, do. I found a ton of fucking IPAs, and then it took forever to find the summer beers. Finally found the summer beers, and the first one that I found was the Brooklyn, and then the second was the Sierra Nevada. So I picked up the Brooklyn, and then I went back to get the Sierra Nevada. And then when I went to get the Sierra Nevada, I actually picked up the wrong six-pack. And so I was there buying them, and I was like, oh, my God, how cool is it that the Brooklyn lager – or the Brooklyn Summer Ale has the same color scheme as the Sierra Nevada Summerfest. Oh, they're all like blue and yellow and shit. That's fucking cool. And so I get home, and I'm putting them away, and I realize that – The Sierra Nevada that I picked up was actually the porter, and it wasn't the Summerfest. So I had to go back to the beer store and say, hey, I picked up the wrong beer. So I'm walking in, and one of the guys that worked there saw me walking in with the six-pack, and was like, oh, is there a problem? And I was like, nah, man, I just picked up the wrong one. And it's like, oh, so, yeah, I had to exchange my beer.
I didn't know you could even do that.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if you go to a store, like, and chicks can relate to this. If you go to the store and you pick something out and you don't try it on, you're like, I'm totally going to fit in that. And you bring it home and you try it on and you don't fit it and you have to bring it back and you like whatever it is you purchase, but you need a different size. It's the same fucking deal. So I had a chick moment with beer.
Kate?
Yes?
You're the chick, so I thought maybe you were going to, you'd have something to say like, not only chicks do that, douchebag or something.
Yeah, no, it's usually a chick thing, but yeah. I generally try things on before I take them home.
Yeah, I know. See, normally I would try
what about that guy at the club that one time?
Yeah.
I have never done that.
Or that
I really haven't. Oh, I don't know why you guys are portraying me that way tonight, but nope.
I have. Never had a one night stand. I really thought it was a chick.
And really, and for Dave's point, it was only really her skin.
Oh.
Well, you know, because that's...
But honestly, if I could try my beers on before I took them home, I would have. But anyway,
that's funny.
So the first go around, everything that I said about the Brooklyn was not Brooklyn; it was Sierra Nevada. And I'll recap for you. It has, you know, a slight maltiness to it. Has beautiful color. Not much of a head. A slight citrusy thing going on, you know, mid palate, and you know that's it. The Brooklyn itself actually is a wee bit darker in color, still extremely light for an ale. You can give it an award for getting that light of an ale. Head still something to be desired of. Relatively malty, not too hoppy, and
he's testing it.
Yeah, has, you know, a citrus thing going up. More on the lemon tinge than what the Sierra Nevada had, but...
Lemon monster!
But I will say this about the Brooklyn. I had my reservations about picking it up.
Well, because you got it
because
wrong?
Because of the winter.
Oh, so you're no, saying that a bad experience kind of carried over?
Yeah, and but I know that Brooklyn puts out good beer, and... Honestly, this is pretty damn good. I have no problems with it.
Which one's better?
Sierra Nevada.
So let me recap this. You reviewed the wrong beers, on top of going to the store and also buying the wrong beer. So realistically, you were fated not to try Brooklyn Summer Ale at all. you started without even buying.
I was destined not to try either of them.
That's true. That's weird. That's a long night. I don't know if I would have the testicular fortitude to go back to the store and exchange it.
Fortitude.
Yeah. I've never actually bought the wrong beer, but I don't know what I'd do if I did. I might have just reviewed one, but that takes a lot of dedication. How far away is the beer store?
No, it's just a couple minutes up the road.
Oh, still. I applaud your dedication to the science of testing, drinking beer, and talking about it.
Well, I didn't want to, you know, give just one review of beer, and instead I gave an incorrect review of an incorrect beer, and then had to try to make up for it in the end. Which is absolutely ridiculous. And you, fine podcast listener, if you've made it thus far, I am sorry. But honestly, go out and get a Sierra Nevada Summerfest lager. Do yourself a favor. Drink five. You'll be great.
And now are those – do they actually have – now one of them says Summerfest. Is the other one definitely a summer beer, like summer ale? Yeah, they both say summer in them. So there's – because I found that there's a lot of beers out there that I don't know if they're seasonal or not. Like, I can't tell. It looks like a summer ale, and it's got the pictures for summer ale, but it doesn't say it. So I was shying away from those, and I don't think people would do that in real life since they're probably not looking for a summer beer, per se. but given I didn't want to screw up and get something that wasn't summery. Like, do you think a Julius Echter would be a summer beer?
A what?
Oh, Julius Echter, I think it is. Isn't that what the beer
Julius Echter?
Yeah.
How do you spell Echter?
Beer, right?
It's a Hefeweizen. I don't. It's like a. I think it's all year.
You know, if you break out a Hefeweizen in the middle of summer, you probably can't go wrong. Oh yeah, a Hefeweizen summer.
Yeah, I reviewed it on EverydayDrinkers.com, but I don't know because I got a case of it for helping somebody install Vista on a system once. So I've got all this beer, and they're being
on purpose.
Bought. On purpose, what? I fixed
installing
it.
Vista.
Yeah, I did on purpose. He needed it for something. I don't remember. But the end result was he bought me all this beer, and I can't drink it all, but I'm going to over time. And maybe I'll just have a party to help get rid of some of it. But the thing is, it's like those can be – the wheat beers can be kind of a summery beer, but it's not a summer beer. Like, it's year-round. It's not like you – it's not like here comes autumn and they stop selling it, you know? So
right.
The trick is to try and find a summer beer because those are the ones that they only release on certain times of the year. So it's a little more for the season. It's like you don't wear shorts in the wintertime. You don't drink summer ale in the wintertime. Unless you're me. Because I have to drink all my beer that I have stored away because I can't consume it all myself. So I end up with bad beer if I don't drink it. So I just wanted to tell everybody that's out there listening that if they're so inclined to do so, I've got a couple drink videos that we're starting up our little drinking video podcast. I don't know what you call them, drinking cast, vidcast, videos. I don't know. I went through and made the perfect Mai Tai and the chocolate vodka martini. So if you've listened to the chocolate vodka martini episode, you could check this out if you want to see how to make the mint chocolate chip vodka martini and the crazy cow martini. Which coincidentally, there is a trick behind this. So I made the video for, I don't know if I told you guys this, but I made the chocolate vodka martini video that when I started it, I made the wrong recipe. I didn't even notice. I went through, made it, finished the first drink, wrong drink. I made I made the diamond martini or whatever it was instead. So I gave that to Jennifer, and then she was drinking that while she was doing the camera work, and then I finished the...
Which is why I call it all, you know, out of focus and shit.
So then I finished, so I did that, then I redid that, and I... started over, so you know that wasn't too bad. The next one we'll be doing is it'll probably be out before this will is the Long Island iced tea, which was pretty cool. And I don't know what else we got going down, but the goal is I want to get a couple of these out. I want to get at least 10 or 15 of these things before I start publicizing them, so that people see that there's actually content here. So if you keep up to date on EverydayDrinkers.com, you can check out some of the videos. I'll post them there, or you can go to Vimeo.com and search for Everyday Drinkers. And you'll find it there. But that's all I really had to say about that, I guess.
I think for one of your vidcasts, you should give a demonstration on how to use a beer pong table.
Oh, yes. That's in the works. So I've got the beer pong table. I've got the beer pong cups. If you look at the chocolate vodka martini episode, you'll see I have them all stacked up in a pyramid in the back. And so they're all labels on them. So there's four different levels. There's freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. And so you can get an idea of what level you should be playing at. And that's what you fill the beer up to. Then I got the beer pong table. I think it's a 7-foot table. So I'm going to review that as a video cast. And I'm going to do it as a text blog cast or blog review too.
It almost looks like it should be a surfboard or something. It has a really fucking cool design on it.
Yeah, it's got the triangles and stuff. It's a pro table, man. It folds up into a suitcase. It's from pongalong.com.
I didn't realize there was a pro beer league out there.
Neither did I. But there's flip pro
leagues. Oh, they're totally. There's a world beer pong tournament.
Yeah,
really? In Las Vegas.
This is tournament rule based. So basically, what I have here is it folds up into a suitcase. It's a little bigger. Like it, basically, it's one of the pieces with handles on it. It folds up into breaks open into four pieces. So it folds up into just one. They're all stacked together. It's not very heavy either because the surface is kind of thin, and I guess the only thing I'm worried about, and this won't happen to me, I don't think, is that although it's the structure's got a good integrity and everything, a drunk person can break anything. So there's that, right? I mean, if you were to lay on the table, you would no doubt destroy it. Definitely. You shouldn't lay on the table, but you know, people drunk do stupid things. That's the only thing I can see. But it's a portable beer pong table, so the whole goal is to be able to bring it to people's houses to play beer pong. Which I've got to do, you know, just to blow people's minds. And so that the structural integrity can't be as strong because it's going to be movable. But we'll do a whole video on that. That should be pretty cool. I'll see if I can get my brother and stuff to come play some beer pong. Let me see how bad we get.
Dude, I honestly, if I was up there, I would so love to do, you know, a beer pong podcast, but
it would be kick ass.
Maybe we can. I will be up on Christmas time.
Oh yeah, we could totally bring that sucker out.
Christmas pong.
Totally. We'd have a Christmas episode. That'd be cool.
Christmas okay, beer so, pong.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay.
Why not?
All right.
And I was just telling everybody about the different videos that we'll do, and I will have the beer pong video.
Your videos were great. I mean, seriously, really, really well.
They were so fucking awesome.
Dude, I'm not just saying, I'm not being sarcastic at all either. I really, really enjoyed them. I laughed. I learned something. It was good videos.
The next one should be.
I would like to say I was being sarcastic, but I wasn't. So fucking jealous.
Which sounds like, you know, I really wanted to hate it, but I kind of liked it.
I totally did. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? This
well,
is
it's funny
fucking
that,
awesome. God damn it. Why is this so awesome? Fuck
doesn't
you
it make you want
so
to,
awesome.
Like, buy a Mac and start, like, totally
it does.
Change
I'm groups. Like, where the fuck do I get a camera?
Yeah, well, I want to do that.
The deal is, it's well,
my lighting sucks.
Well, that's
the thing is for me is I don't know if there's enough lighting in the world to make me look good, you know what I mean?
Oh, and Derek, did you do it on purpose? And if you didn't, I apologize. I'm not trying to be a jerk.
This cannot be good.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's not going to be good. And second thought, I'm not going to ask the question.
Ask the question.
Now you have to.
Okay. The first video that you made, I don't remember which one it was, but did you start it on purpose when you were making a funny face? Because you
look
oh, like
that? No, I can't get rid of that. No, what happens is when,
I like that. When, I was like, oh my
dude,
God, he's kind of making fun of himself.
You think you – no, what happens is you upload the video to Vimeo or wherever and even YouTube does this. And when you upload the video, it picks a random frame, and that is the frame that it uses for the
well, that
video.
Was the perfect frame that it picked.
No fucking
it
kidding.
It was
no.
So good. I mean, it just – it just made me laugh just to see that. And I don't mean laugh at you, but just
oh,
like,
I laughed
oh,
at
that's
every time.
Awesome.
No, you're not.
Oh, no, it was at you in my case.
Yeah, I was laughing. I'm like, why the hell? And Jennifer's like, why did it pick that frame? I'm like, I don't know. It's in the middle of talking.
They might have some kind of really complex algorithm to determine which frame exactly shows you at your worst.
I know, huh? I was like, what the hell is this? Like, it must just, maybe it changes every time you reload. No. It's
No, it doesn't.
No, it's always there.
If it could have picked the frame where you got kicked in the balls,
right.
It would have.
It would have picked that.
See, in my case, it would just pick any frame and it would work. You
yeah.
See?
Well, your head would be missing. It would just be your neck. Like, where is he? No,
the chocolate,
you can zoom out.
The chocolate vodka martini one, that's perfect the way that it has it still. I'm actually on the website right now. But the Mai Tai one, it's just, it's so classic. It's just like such a funny pause moment, but anyway,
it's so wrong. Yeah.
I thought you did it on purpose, which made it even funnier.
No, I have no control over that. But no, I mean,
but the videos themselves are freaking awesome.
It's actually
really impressed.
It's weird because to do the actual video, it's not that bad. The problem is, and it's not a real big cost, but to get the equipment isn't cheap. Like the mic's $100, the camera's. Retails for $2,600. I got it for like $1,800. The lighting system's $1,000. So for under $3,000, you could do it, which is cheap when you look at, you know, what.
Yeah, the perfect light.
Oh, what happened? Huh?
Oh, did you just look
it
at this?
It really is awesome.
Isn't it perfect?
Yeah, it really is.
So,
it was even more perfect when I thought he did that on purpose because I was like, I love it when people can make fun of themselves. That's awesome.
Oh, I like how he pretends he's a retard. He like wanted to totally be a retard.
Oh, they let the special kid make the drink.
It's like, if I can make a dolphin sound.
Exactly. And I'm like, why do they pick that? But no, anyway, so the production cost is under $5,000, right? So that's not too bad for making a video. So anybody can really do it if you have some space, and I have very little space up here, but that's the table I'm currently podcasting at, and there's still alcohol all over the fucking place. Like, I don't even know where to put it.
You could do a little bit more with the background, I think.
Well, there's going to be a huge fucking Corona flag back there.
Well, there you go.
What were you
saying? Was the Mai Tai good?
Is that really a good idea, considering how much we beat up Corona on a regular basis?
It's a little ironic, but
it's free. I've never said we did a whole cast and we talked about Corona. We, none of us said anything bad about it. We just said it didn't have a lot of taste and it's expensive.
I personally like it. It's my beer of choice in the summertime.
Actually, I think if you listen to the Mexican podcast, the Mexican beer podcast. Not that we had like a bunch of legals.
Thanks,
on. Oh shit! I'm going to hell for that. Yeah. Anyway,
just for that, come on.
You will notice that generally our review of all of those beers was, it tastes like beer, but whatever.
Yeah, it wasn't really anything entertaining. It wasn't.
I guess it's not quite as bad as having like a Miller Chill background or something like that.
No, that's true.
Or like a Miller Clamato.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I found one of those Miller Chills in the back of my refrigerator like a couple weeks ago? And I was like, you know what? I don't think these were that bad. And I tried like to have like half of it. And it was just, it was horrible.
Of course
it was. But I had no beer and I just wanted a beer. I didn't want a vodka. I didn't want a wine or anything like that. I just wanted a beer. And it was, it was disgusting.
Then you wanted vodka.
Even worse. Then I remembered it. Yeah, then I wanted vodka bad. But anyway.
No, it's pretty bad when you need vodka to wash the taste out of your mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
you need to make sure that in your fridge, your backup is like something like a Miller Lite or a Pabst or a Budweiser. You know.
I could have. Mm-hmm. The other one was I could have got a Pabst flag, but I got the Corona instead because I figured – there's better chances.
Why'd you get Corona? You should have got Pabst, the Pibber.
Actually, my random like summer beer is Red Stripe.
Oh, see, we could.
Oh, I love Red Stripe. Reminds me of Antigua.
See,
it reminds me of Jamaica.
I've never been to Antigua, and yet it reminds me of Antigua as well.
My Mai Tai reminds
best
me of,
week of my life.
Hawaii.
Has anybody been to Jamaica?
No, but Doug has.
I've been to Aruba.
Been there
that
twice.
Was it.
Motherfucker.
And you
love it?
I love it so much. I looked into how I can move there and actually become a Jamaican citizen. They don't want me.
Are you a Rastafarian at heart?
After all of my research, I realized that Jamaica honestly doesn't – they don't want anybody.
Well, you're not an ex-British aristocrat, right?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go.
What?
No.
That's more Bermuda than Jamaica, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been to Bermuda.
No, it's Jamaica, too. It's, that was British. It was.
Why don't they want you?
You know, Jamaica actually was an island with no inhabitants until the British came along and like, well, fuck, here's an empty island. Let's fucking colonize this shit.
So what?
If you didn't know that.
Yeah, but then why
actually,
don't they like you?
I believe that the orders that were sent from the Queen were roughly like that. It was like, hey, empty island, let's colonize that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we fucking roll, bitches. And then and then Columbus landed there and he poured some beer down. And he's like, one for my homies, bitches. Now go rape those villagers.
And why did she go after so much
Columbus
gold?
Actually
he needed to hook up them grills.
Columbus didn't hit
and
Jamaica.
You guys make fun of me. You guys sound like a bunch of awkward nerds trying to sound cool.
I fully admit I'm a big awkward white guy. There's no doubt about that.
I'm awesome.
This is Doug Peterson for Dave, Derek, Kate, and our podcast producer Luke Lightall. We've just been buzzed by Everyday Drinkers. And you can find us and all of Derek's video drinking things that he makes drinks at everydaydrinkers.com.
That's my white man rapping.
I thought Doug was supposed to beatbox to that though, no?
Oh, well, Doug. Nice beatbox, Doug. Can you say long and hard a little slower?
Really? You would like that? I don't know if those are the adjectives you'd really be looking for. Good for you, Derek.
So in the event of a tie, do we have a cage match again?
Yeah. Yes. we have a cage match.
I'm scrappy.
Want to wrestle?
In oil? I was thinking,
why don't you come over here? We can wrestle. It's really fun.
He already established that. It's what I would consider foreplay.
Yeah. You talk a good game, but...
I would so kick ass, but anyway.
You smell like French fry grease.
What? Can you guys stop talking like that? I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't know.
Like channeling the voices.
Yes, a lot like that.
Making me uncomfortable.
Yes, we did it. Success.
Finally, Jesus.
I know. It's like, all right. Dave sits outside your window for a day. Stop.
A day. Oh, okay.
Kate, what are you
doing? I'm doing Dr. Girlfriend from the Venture Brothers. Dr. Girlfriend. Oh. Anybody watch that?
No.
Never mind.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, she's hot. So
yeah.
We fail at movie reference. Sorry.
Right. Definitely.
It's a cartoon.
Cartoon reference. You fail.
Yeah, that too.
Dave fails at anything social.
Never mind.
Thanks, Derek. I feel pretty.
That was a singer.
Zing! Yeah, do you want me to pull my pants down and kick me in the bag a few times, too?
I am not saying a word. This podcast.
Well, I'm just getting Dave back for trying to, like, you know, kind of pinned me in a corner in an elevator once and said, quit crying. So I'm...
you want it.
Oh, more detail, please.
Really?
Yeah.
You want me to talk before or after the penetration?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I just threw up on my mouth a little bit.
then I did my job.
Speaking of me, a long time.
Yeah.
So now I get to review the beer coming back, too. Nice.
Yes. The befores and afters. So,
Luke. No, yeah, sorry.
It's only 4 minutes.
It is. This isn't going to be fun for you at all.
Exactly. 4 minutes in, he's like, fuck, I got to cut it all.
They have said nothing of any substance yet.
No, we said Brooklyn Summer Ale.
Doug named his beer, and that was it.
That's it.
Damn, we're professional, aren't we?
Yeah.
I was trying to keep the beer off the microphone, but...
It didn't work?
It mostly worked. Wait, can you hear this?
Ouch. Yeah.
What did you, give me bad dreams.
Did you dip it in there?
No, I just licked it off.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
I want to dip Derek my balls in it.
I mean, Doug thinks it's hot. I mean.
Yeah, he wants to dip his balls in it, I hear. That's where the sling noise came from. Anyway,
yeah, I think you meant zing.
Yeah, but I've already had one or two of these.
That's why there was that kind of pause with no sound.
I was like, sling?
What am I going to do?
Trying to imply.
I can't.
When you hear a dead spot like that, it generally means that all of us are going, what the fuck?
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm like, I said that wrong, but I can't be like, no, you didn't hear that. Zing! It just doesn't work.
Worst thing you can do, like from my experience, the worst thing you can do is
dig
say,
deeper.
Luke, will you edit this out?
Yeah. Which pretty much is the verbal equivalent of bolding something,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Can you turn on the reverb? Play some background music behind
at
when
least
she talks.
Once, maybe twice.
angelic noises next time.
Sling.
Oh my God.
Sling, I got you.
What? Derek is silent.
How's it going? Well, I'm reveling
in your
laughter. And
then the podcast took an ugly turn.
Disconnected.
Fuck
like
you guys,
the longest,
man, saying all this shit.
That's the longest Derek hasn't spoken ever.
Well, I was bathing in the laughter. But don't worry, I got out the goat horns here. I'm all with it. I'm rolling. I'm
still into the goats, are we?
Yeah.
Don't ask for clarification.
Okay.
Daddy.
Sling.
Oh to somebody tomorrow.
They're going to be like, what?
That I totally fucked up my zing.
I bet you get at least like two slow blinks and go, what?
Sorry. I meant zing.
No, I meant sling, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
My cheekbones are hurting.
This is going well.
Yeah.
It's already 10:09, and we've talked about nothing.
It's going to be like, there's going to be like 10 minutes of content and like 45 minutes of outtakes.
That'd be probably more interesting.
Yeah. Anyway. Because the whole goal was get them across the sea without them spoiling. Then I guess if they arrive in the summertime, you know, crack them open and start drowning your sorrows. Because, I mean, you're fucking fighting Indians, right? So you're like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm getting killed, people burying corn. So you're going to have some way out so you can...
whoa.
Hold on. Other side.
Nothing.
There's some weird...
Move on.
History thing that just really...
No.
let's just...
Yeah?
Let's just let the anachronism... And as it is,
anachronism.
I don't even know what that means.
Because it's not a word. Let's let anachronism.
Somebody's going to Google that. What the fuck is an anachronism?
I'm sorry. I'll go ahead and send you the definition of anachronism.
Okay, because it sounds like what happens when they take out your pancreas. Oh my God. Anachronism. That's way too many syllables.
Acronym's
completely different.
It's an anachronism, which is something that appears in a historical time or piece that's in the wrong historical time or piece, like corn in India.
Before
so,
yeah, well, like he
just said, going to keep fighting
Indians. Now fighting Indians.
Wait. In India or in America?
Oh, in America.
Oh, Jesus Christ. See?
No, that's a different place. That was Jerusalem.
What? Oh, my God.
It's going to be such
no,
a
nightmare. No, IPAs were made to go to India.
I know.
Where the real Indians were, not North America.
No, but they could go to both. And you, dude.
Israel is not near India.
Right.
It's in the Middle East.
Well, you said Jesus Christ. I said, no, not Israel.
Oh, fuck.
You got to pay attention. Anyway.
I think a little part of me just died.
What? What'd I say now? Is that not an anachronism?
I'm sorry. The Google talk got better.
Why? I added some eyes.
Oh, yeah. That's why it got better.
Hey, by the way, in case we run into a situation where we think Derek might be having a stroke...
Right.
The test is a three-phase thing. The first is to ask the person to smile, which we can't see from here.
I'm smiling.
The second is to ask him or her to raise both arms.
I drop my beer if I do that.
Okay, that's a problem. And the third is ask the person to speak a simple sentence.
Simple sentence.
I think
sentence.
You've had a stroke. Did you find the Wachusett at all anachronistic? Or?
I don't know if you can put istic on it.
Istic? You mean acronym?
No. Acronyministic?
yeah.
Oh, no.
I love you guys.
Sling!
You're the best.
He just totally slung you. Past tense.
I couldn't imagine a better way to spend my evening
than being slung at,
than sharing beverages and talking about them with you.
Am I detecting a note of insincerity in that?
Really?
Is anybody
not at all?
Oh, okay.
You know what? You're
detecting a note of heart.
Oh, like that.
Less than three or three less than. Exactly. Like, I know it would be cool. It's really not cool to anybody but
I'm
you.
I'm sorry. I just had the best, but not really, mental image of, like, instead of Girls Gone Wild, Brewers Gone Wild.
Not a good picture.
And it's like these, no, these,
bunch
these
of, like,
stubby
guys and...
Yeah, you know, relatively white and pacey, you know, lifting up their shirts and going, woo! and shaking their bellies around.
And how many spins?
Like, and then, you know, like doing keg stands. And
dude, how many spins did you count?
You know what? I forgot to mention the best part of this beer and the one that made me almost not buy it. On the bottle cap on the top of it, not the part you have to pry off, it says solar powered brewery, and it's inside of a nice, happy sun.
What?
It makes me want to kick Bob Ross in the face.
Okay. I wouldn't. This is the guy.
And a nice happy son.
Yay,
Bob. Oh, that's beautiful. Nice reference.
I think.
Hell
that,
yeah.
But that's this is coming from the guy who has a dog on his license plate. Or what the fuck do you have on your license plate? Is it a dog?
Yeah, I remember when I got that.
You're a hippie. So,
yeah, no. In Massachusetts, you can get these animal license plate things, and I got this. And the first day I went out to lunch with Derek and some other folks, they went out and looked and went, oh, I'm animal friendly, fag.
It's a guy thing. Yeah, I mean, it's just something you got to do. I've got to tell you, Doug, that's envisioning a bunch of brewers, you know, dancing around with lampshades on their heads on tables, watching them, you know, counting the spins, if you remember that.
No, that's fucking awesome. And then they go down on each other.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Doug, you get some weird fetishes. Yeah. I'm sure you can probably find some people on the internet that'd be into that shit.
Well, Kate was counting the spins last week, wasn't she?
37
spins.
Yeah, that's a lot of spins.
That's
yeah.
Really, you just need to put your foot on the ground.
Yeah.
When you get the spins, all you just need to put your foot on the ground. You're like, fuck, I'm laying in my bed and everything's spinning. Hold on, let me put my foot on the ground.
I'm thinking of a different
the room
spin.
It's now right.
I'm thinking,
hey, Doug,
of like
you want
the
Dave
other
to
spin
resend you that link
with the spins.
Huh?
All right, Dave.
You don't remember it? You really don't know what we're talking about?
Dave.
No, I haven't a clue.
Dave.
Okay, Dave, send him something.
No, 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 no. Oh, it all came back to me in a flash.
No.
It was a great panic sound.
That was awesome. That was like, I'm about to be robbed.
No, you can have the wallet. Seriously, let me just, I'll put it on the ground. No, seriously, don't do
I
it.
Only saw 37 spins, I swear.
The spin mistress.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Please don't send that to me.
I'm like fucking Batman, but I bury corn.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
beer pong balls bouncing in my cup.
Oh no! No.
Puking off the side of a rail.
Flashbacks.
How many rounds can I go? Can I go? Merry pong ball to you.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck happened to Kate?
I don't know.
I'm here.
Oh,
there you are.
We've been waiting for you.
Holy crap.
Sorry.
I'm like, Kate, you there? Yeah, I'm here. What are you doing? Gone.
I had to mute it for a couple minutes. Sorry.
Oh.
I was only gone for like a minute.
That may have been the longest pee ever.
You were gone for like 6 minutes.
No. I was having a conversation with someone. I'm sorry. I had to mute it for a bit.
It was like 6 minutes.
Was it 6?
At least.
No, sorry. Who knows? I mean, you were apparently there and then not there. And then so we started filling time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I was here and then I had to take my headset off for just a minute. I thought it was a minute, but maybe it was 5 or 6.
Or 7 or 10. But whatever.
Sorry.
The whole podcast.
I've been distracted. I apologize.